All right, so is our listener Robin being paranoid, or is this a legitimate red flag that she should pay attention to? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Hey, thank you.
Think you two are so funny.
Oh, my God.
And I think I need a little advice here because I can't tell if my gut is trying to warn me about something.
Okay.
I'm 32, married, and my husband has honestly never given me any reason not to trust him.
Okay.
He's a genuinely great guy. Cheating has never been an issue in our relationship.
That's good.
But lately, there's this woman.
Mm-hmm.
He works with her. She's been asking him for favors outside of work. Stuff like coming over to help with random house projects, moving furniture, fixing things.
Mm.
On the surface, none of it sounds really shady, but she's recently divorced. She's really pretty, and my husband is one of those dependable, helpful guys who always says yes.
Ah.
He told me it was completely innocent, but then casually admitted that he, quote, likes the attention.
Mm.
And that line has been living in my head ever since. So now I'm stuck wondering if I'm just being insecure and overthinking this, or if this is one of those situations where something starts off harmless and slowly drifts into dangerous territory before anyone realizes it.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to be the jealous wife making an issue out of nothing, especially because he's never broken my trust.
Right.
But I also don't want to ignore red flags just because nothing technically has happened.
Right.
Am I being paranoid here? Or is this the kind of thing that needs to be shut down before it starts to balloon into something bigger?
Oh, gosh.
Thanks so much, Robin.
Oh.
I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he may not even realize it.
Right. He's just a nice guy.
Exactly.
And she's like, hey, I don't have a guy in my life anymore.
Right. Right. And
so
that's,
I'm choosing
that
you.
Yes, completely innocent, all the things. But yes, the fact she's pretty, and then he admitted he liked the attention, and then yes, that can start to lay very early groundwork to
something that
running
could,
into, at the very least, maybe confused feelings.
Man.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Because, yes, I feel like I have been that nice guy before, where it's like, she just wanted me to come over. Whatever. Do this.
She just wanted me to come over?
Like, I haven't said that. She needed help scrubbing her back. I didn't know.
Scrubbing her back?
I'm being facetious here.
Okay.
But like, I feel like I've been in where that nice guy sort of thing.
Well, he can
right?
help.
Yeah,
he's
like,
calling me can help.
Right, right. And maybe that's all he's thinking is like, you know, yeah, you know, it's fun to have that attention from someone who's just like, oh, man. And
okay.
and then I get her thing where, you know, maybe she doesn't want to be that, like,
be careful there.
Paranoid and shut down something that's, quote, innocent.
You know what movie's coming to my brain?
What?
Love Actually.
What happened there?
So the boss, what was his name?
Oh, are you talking
Rickman.
About
Alan Rickman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and then the cute like young secretary.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
and then his wife is all like, "Be careful there," because she gets the Joni Mitchell CD and she gets
the pendant or the necklace.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
So I mean, at first it starts with innocent little DIY, you know, projects around the house, and then there's gifts,
and then it's like, here, thanks. So what are you saying? No? So how did
well,
she say no?
So here's my first thought is maybe Robin volunteers to go over and help. Sounds like there's lots of things to tend to. Maybe Robin can go over
and
meet
help
her and help.
Yeah.
So if, you know, if this divorcee
say,
knows Robin,
yeah,
meets the wife, maybe that can start. And then,
this sounds so
and then
shallow.
Your hands help get things done faster.
This sounds shallow and I shouldn't say it, but does it matter that she's pretty?
It does a little.
Like, if she looked like a Mack truck hitter, is that different?
Well, I...
You're like, nah, that's fine. Do your thing.
See, there is an anonymous person rolling in on the text line that says, I like the attention, in quotes. That's what I heard after he cheated on me.
Oh, gosh!
Yeah.
Okay.
So... there is some validity to the spidey senses tingling
okay
on it a little bit. But I do think that Robin needs to make her presence known. Maybe she goes over and offers help. Maybe she can help her, you know, spruce up the landscaping.
Hey, can I help?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Again, more help, more hands.
More hands.
Get it done faster.
Okay. All right, 502-795-1997. If you've been in this situation, you have some expertise to impart, voice note, send it to us, 502-795-1997, call or text. Look, your dear husband is the nicest guy, 997DJX. He hasn't given you any sort of reason to doubt him, question him. There's been no cheating, but recently, there's this attractive divorcee who is at his work and has just been kind of like, hey, I don't have someone to help me with this sort of thing. And
could
like,
you pretty please
move this dresser over here or do this over here
or help fix this over there?
Or my, you know, my top is a little too tight.
Stop!
Sorry.
That's what she said. We don't know that.
My top is a little too tight.
We don't know that.
Can you help me with that?
But so Lisa says, listen, no married man should be in a single woman home. Full stop. My married friends are no longer married, and the guy is married to the single friend who needed all the help. Wow. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying the spidey senses that are tingling right now for her. Maybe
legit. Now, there are some people that are like, look, I'm a bartender, been that for 20 years. I like attention. Mm-hmm. I'm loyal.
Yeah.
So
that is true. It doesn't always mean that way. So, right. Yeah. And this could very well be the lane where he's at. But I think just to make her feel better, there are a couple of other people that suggested that maybe she go with him to help out sometimes. You know, maybe a little covered dish. Brittany says, yeah, go with, offer to help, bring a covered dish, you know, get it. And then if there are any other maybe intentions, the woman's going to get the message loud and clear and shut it down.
Yeah, I like the pathway forward for Robin to offer to go with. And it's almost like, you know, she's not an enemy per se,
no,
but it's like the adage of like, keep your friends close, your enemies closer.
Exactly.
And so almost like, hey, get to know this woman.
Right.
And
they might even end up friends. You never know. You never know.
Never know.
You never know. You might show up and she's like the coolest person ever. And you guys like totally get along.
You kind of hit it off.
You hit it off and you can get a friend out of it.
That is the best case scenario.
That's like best case scenario.
That is the best case scenario.
Exactly.
But yes, I think that's the pathway forward. You gotta offer to go with next time. Maybe bring something along. You know, get to know this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is the bad. Maybe that's bad advice. But like, you know, all these people are saying, shut it down, shut it down.
It's better than doing that and maybe starting to break stuff in your own house that he has to stay home and fix.
Oops, I can't believe I knocked over this lamp.
That's not working. Oh. Can you fix that?
This drawer doesn't seem to be going in correctly.
Or like your wife did one time. She just ripped the carpet off the stairs and says,
we need to change. Bringing that up.
It was such a bold move.
Yeah.
It's like, that is how you figured out you're fixing the stairs.
Yeah, I came home and the carpet was in the front yard,
actually.
So it was like, all right, so we are redoing the stairs.
So that's what we're doing now.
So, all right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.